Hi, my name is Samuel Stephen. I'm 24 and I am the founder and director of Papella, the theatrical company working in the entertainment and music industry.
Who was your biggest hero when you were younger?
When I was younger, my biggest hero was probably my school teacher. I'd heard about her when I was at primary school and I was so excited to go up to the high school and see this lady who was so enthusiastic about music and everyone talked so highly of. And she just stormed in the door singing and was really excited to get to know all the new students. And now as a teacher myself, I take that excitement that she gave me and pass that on to my students because it stuck with me ever since I was sitting in that room. And she inspired me to just follow my dreams in kind of whatever genre of music I wanted to go into, go for it and be a bit of a chameleon as well and learn different crafts to your job as well. So definitely her.
What's the best thing about being your own boss?
The best thing about being my own boss is I have the opportunity to create whatever I want. I have my own schedule, which sometimes can be the worst thing because motivating yourself and self-motivation is the hardest part of being your own boss. So you need to be really strict in the learnings that you take from that. You can just creating what you want and being able to do exactly what you want on your account and not waiting for anybody else to come and say, okay, now's your chance.
Can you tell us about the first £10 you ever made?
I can't remember the first £10 I ever made, but I remember scenarios like being in a family environment where they would make me sing or they would make me, play the piano or something. And I remember when I was in Houston, my parents lived there. They said to me, right, if you go up in this bar and play, we'll give you $50 at this time. So it was a bit more than £10. I've stayed up at that rank. It was probably that. So being coaxed into it with money from parents and family friends.
What's been the biggest challenge so far with your business?
Getting the word out there and convincing people that your idea is going to work and your idea has been tested and tried, but you're willing to have flexibility within that and that it's not only for me. I'm not doing this. I don't do this for my own benefit. My whole career has been surrounded by doing things for other people and creating opportunity for people to express their creative self in such a way. On a bigger platform, it's possible to have a career as a singer or as a dancer in Aberdeen because there's so much creative opportunities up here. So showing that you can have it, even if it's a part-time job or you do it twice or three times a month, it's good for the soul, like music and performing, and it's good to keep your levels up.
Who is it that keeps you going through any tough times?
I've got a really supportive network of friends around me and supportive family, and I think I've got people that are close to me that I have for different areas of support. So if I know that I need support in this area, I'll phone that person, or if I need this, I'll phone that person. So I think it's about using everyone in your warm market, if you like it, to support you in different ways that they're all going to be good at.
What's the one thing you're most proud of?
Sticking to my word. Ever since I was a kid, I said I'm going to be a singer, I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to make people happy with what I do. And I've stuck to that. And people still say to me, they say, I'm so happy that you've continued and fought against all the odds and continue to get to where you want to be.
Favourite quote or mantra that you use?
There's so much. I could literally list Oprah Winfrey because she comes out with some great stuff and she's amazing as a sort of inspirational person. And, I'm not comparing myself to Oprah, but she's a bit of a chameleon as well. She has her TV stuff and she has producing and all these different elements to her career. And I have that as well. But there was I've watched a video a while ago with Jim Carrey, and he said that he wrote himself a check for $10 million and said that he will get there. So he had that visualization of getting to where he wanted to be. And he said that he used to park up beside houses in Los Angeles and think, I'm going to live in one of these houses one day and I'm going to be able to have $10 million in my pocket. So I think for me, it's just having that visualization of achieving your dream and, It does happen. If you dream it and you feel it, it's coming. It will come to you in some form.
Where do you see your business in 5 years' time?
I see my business expanding. I am going to different cities, hopefully different countries. I spend a lot of time over in America as well, so I would like to transfer what I do over there. Yeah, just building and growing, just making sure that we stick to the core reason of why I started as well and not get lost in trying to just make things work. Continue to keep the livelihood of the business going by sticking to the core elements of why it was set up in the first place.
If you could give your teenage self one piece of advice, what would it be?
Be quiet and listen. Listen and read more. Read a book. every week.
If you could have one person on your business contact list, who would that person be and why?
Well, I think I've answered that question already. It would be Oprah Winfrey, because she's a legend. Go and listen to Oprah Winfrey, because she's top class.